a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect upon families across the nation. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concern for biblical principles. And now, live via satellite from the VCY America studios, here's your host, Jim Schneider.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk here on the VCY America Network. Jim Schneider today sitting in for Vic Eliason. So glad that you could join us as we talk about one of those issues that becomes the center of controversy between primarily teenagers and their parents. The topic is music. Music. Music is something that, of course, we see many applications and references to music in the Word of God. But has there been a distortion that's occurred in music through these years? We're going to get into a number of issues today as it relates to music, and we would like to welcome to our Crosstalk studios by way of telephone Mr. Jeff Godwin of the Rock Ministries. Jeff, good afternoon. Welcome to Crosstalk.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
Jeff, just by way of background, to help acquaint our listeners with who you are, give us just a bit of your background as it relates to this area of music.
Sure. Well, all through my teens and 20s, I was like millions upon millions of other American kids. I had an attitude with a capital A. I thought I was a rock and roller. I was raised up in the church system. Now, that's not born-again Bible believers, but a church system when I was very young, as a child. And I said, this is all hypocrisy, as I went to my teens, and it was. And I turned away from that, and I went right to where the power was. And that was rock and roll. And I became a rock and roll junkie. I played heavy metal music on a local level in the state of Ohio for 7 of 13 years. I went down to the pigsty. I became a drug addict. I was a criminal. I was an alcoholic until September of 1984. And that's the first time in my life I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. Plus nothing, minus nothing, just like it is in the Bible. And I did just what the Bible said to do. I opened up my heart to the Lord. I knew I was a sinner. I was willing to turn away. I didn't have all the answers, but I was sure willing. I believe in my heart, confessed with my mouth. I called upon the name of the Lord, Romans 10:13. Just gave up and surrendered to Jesus. And instantly, he took away all desire for drugs and drink. Changed my mind. I couldn't lie and get away with it. I couldn't think like a criminal anymore. I wasn't perfect, but forgiven. And so that's my testimony. And that's been almost 12 years walking with Christ, and I would never go back.
Amen. Jeff, share with us, why is music such a divisive issue today?
Because it's a spiritual creation of Almighty God, and anytime you're dealing with spiritual things, you're going to hit a spiritual bullseye in people that are listening, that are talking, that are a part of the industry or a part of music in general. Music is a beautiful creation of God, and it is meant for one purpose, and that is to pull people closer to the Lord, to glorify the Lord. But Satan also is a master musician. We know this from the Bible, from Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, also the 14th chapter of Isaiah. We know that Lucifer is a master musician, so he has taken God's perfect creation of music, and he has distorted it and perverted it, and that's where you get rock and roll and pop and rap and reggae and all this other stuff.
Jeff, what are some of the trends that you're seeing today in the presentation of rock music?
Jim, things are getting so bizarre out there that you just can't hardly believe it. Your mind just starts to boggle. I have a brother in Christ in Michigan who has a burden to send me everything he can get his hands on, all the latest, newest stuff. And I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I'd heard it all. But the stuff that's coming down the pike now in the secular and the Christian rock realm is so incredible. You can't hardly believe you're looking at it.
Jeff, give us an example then here. Let's deal, first of all, with the secular realm today. We're going to get into the religious realm just a little bit later in the interview. But what are you seeing? Because there are parents today who their child will say, well, I'm going down to the local discount store and I'm going to go buy such and such a tape. And parents will, well, you know, that's great that you're listening to music and it's going to build nice culture in our children. Jeff, what is it that parents need to know about? What is the trend today? What is coming out that you're calling so bizarre?
Well, here's one example, and we could do many. There's a new group named Marilyn Manson, and they're all men. But they've taken the names of mass murderers. Every one of them has some murderer's name. And they're like Alice Cooper for the 90s, but it's taken a quantum leap. It's like about 100 million light years ahead of whatever Alice used to do. This group is so vile, so bizarre, and so perverse that you can't hardly get a grip on it. And for the first time ever, they've come right out. This is the first time that I can remember reading right out an admission that they're Satanists and that the music that they're making is designed to destroy Christianity. And I've got a quote here. This is from Marilyn Manson. Yeah, here it is. This is from Metal Edge magazine. It's July 1996. It's page 64. And here's what he says, quote, He's talking about meeting Anton LaVey at the Church of Satan. He says, a lot of people misconceive me as being a spokesperson for him. I think what I have to say is very positive for what he has to say. And I think it turns a lot of people onto his ideals. But at the same time, I'm sure there are a lot of things I do that he doesn't agree with. I think LaVey, along with Nietzsche and Aleister Crowley, have all been great influences on the way that I think, and they've all been antichrists in their own right. And I think I'm just kind of filling the shoes that they have in the past. Each age has to have at least one brave individual that tried to bring an end to Christianity, which no one has managed to succeed yet. But maybe through music, we can finally do it.
Jeff, I'm alarmed by an article that I have before me, dated October 18th, 1996. This is from the Los Angeles Times newspaper. Headline reads this, Disney to release album by Danzig known for satanic themes. Walt Disney Company, which has built its reputation on being a bastion for a wholesome family entertainment, is about to release an album by Danzig, a heavy metal singer whose work is laced with satanic themes. Jeff, give us a little bit of background. Who is this Danzig?
Glenn Danzig is a little pipsqueak of a guy that thinks he's Satan's right-hand man. They had an album called Lucifuge, which opened up to form an upside-down cross. One of his guitar players was named John Christ. Lucifuge, I'm told by someone who's come out of Satanism and is now a Christian, is a term that's used within hardcore Satanism when you have done a deal with the devil, when you've actually made a pact. Lucifuge is the name that's given to that situation. Danzig was part of a group many years ago called the Misfits, and I think San Francisco was their base. They were a huge influence on Metallica, which is one of the biggest of the heavy metal bands right now. And of course, Metallica's new album called Load, which has sold many, many, hundreds of thousands of copies, has a picture of blood and semen on the front of it. That's the cover photograph of this thing. And Glenn Danzig being Metallica's biggest musical influence. So it's filthy, rotten, stinking Satanism is what it is.
Well, what happens here is that Disney is releasing his album called Black Acid Devil. It's going to be released on October 30th, the day before Halloween, and is, which is celebrated in several cities, Jeff, as Devil's Night. Is it any wonder that they would choose this day to release Black Acid Devil?
Well, you've got to ask yourself, well, first of all, we need to understand that when people are thinking of Walt Disney Company, they're thinking, most people are thinking, oh, 30 years ago, that kind of stuff. That's not the same anymore. Everything has changed, and all you have to do is get an American Family Association pass-out sheet, and they have all the information on what Disney has done in the recent years. And so this really doesn't surprise me, but it is still very shocking. And so somebody, somewhere, knows exactly what they're doing. That date didn't come about by accident, and for them to pick a man like Glenn Danzig, it's just incredible.
They're saying here that the album does not have any satanic lyrics, anything of that nature in it. It's just that it has lots of dark, gothic, and sexual imagery, according to the quote here. And reading from the American Family Association news release on this very issue, Jeff, it tells us that the pornographic Playboy channel and the cable networks have refused to play that which Disney is promoting here.
Well, isn't that the way things are today, Jim? Everything is upside down and backwards, and that's true Satanism. They say, well, there's no real Satanism in the lyrics. It's just dark, gothic, sexual imagery. Well, what is Satanism if it's not dark, gothic, perverse, sexual imagery? That's exactly what it is. And you know what gets me, Jim, is we're living in a very strange time, and Satan is not hiding anything anymore in this music industry. And what you've read there just proves it. He thinks he's got it all sewn up. These people believe that they're so strong now that nobody can withstand them, and they're just going to push right ahead to the reign of Antichrist. But there's one thing they've forgotten, whether it's Walt Disney Company or whether it's Glenn Danzig or any of these other guys, they've forgotten that there's a God in heaven who is in control, and he judges the affairs of men.
Several years ago, Jeff, there was the whole realm of scrutiny over rock music and the backward masking that was taking place. We're not talking about that which may be backwards. We're talking about that which is said forwards in this music now.
Well, sure, they think that they have nothing to hide anymore, and probably, Jim, they would, these people that are into Satanism at the top of these industries, they probably would be laughing at Christians who would continue to go out and buy the Disney videos, who would go to Target or Walmart or any store and buy those things, who would go run down and see the latest movies, the big ones that are out there. The Satanists are having a high time taking the Christians' money.
Jeff Godwin is with us today here on Crosstalk. Jeff, what do you share with parents who are in this battle right now with their own teenagers as it relates to rock music?
Well, the first thing, Jim, that we need to, I've had many calls from very concerned parents, some Christians, some not, and the first thing to determine is, are they born again? Is that husband and wife, or if there's only one parent house, are they born again? And once you can determine that, then you try to find out, are your children born again? Because if they claim to be Christian, then it becomes much easier. You can just open the Bible and say, okay, here's the standard, here's what God said, here's how these kind of situations need to be handled. But if they're not born again, then it doesn't matter what they listen to. They can listen to anything they want to. Some Christian rock organizations out there, they'll try and shove all the alternatives at parents. Well, the first, it doesn't matter what they listen to if they're not saved, because the end of that road is hell. And so Jesus must be the focal point of the whole thing, and then you can begin to get some answers.
Jeff, you also mentioned the religious rock aspect, and this has been the alternative that many moms and dads have given to their children, introducing them to religious rock, dubbed today, of course, Christian rock music, or CCM, contemporary Christian music. Jeff, and the defense is that it's the lyrics that make the difference between that music which is good and that music which is not good. And when we can have these words that are coming forth and talking about words of God, that's really what makes a difference. What is your response?
Well, my response, Jim, would be this: talk is cheap. People can say anything they want to, and it may sound fine, but there's still a power in that music because it's a spiritual creation of God. And Satan also being a spiritual creature, he's not God, he thinks he is, but he is a spiritual creature too. He can invest a lot of spiritual power in his perversion of God's music. So that music is going to tell you something no matter what the words say. And I've got an interview here. This is from an underground Christian rock magazine. It comes out of New Mexico, and it's called Ultimatum, and it's put out by a Christian rock band there, heavy metal Christian rock band. They interviewed an underground black metal band in Chicago called Usurper. Now, Usurper doesn't claim to be Christian, and there's just one interesting little point here, and it'll address exactly what you're saying. They interviewed this man, and he calls himself Scythe, you know, like the Death carries a big scythe to mow down souls. This is what the man called himself. And they asked him about Christian rock. Here's what he said, quote, "It just cannot be done. This is my opinion. Prove me wrong if you can. Every Christian band from Vengeance Rising to Striper to Mortification sound weak, whiny, and preachy, and the music would never stand out if it wasn't for the Christian gimmick. To play metal, you have to have anger, hate, violence, and aggression in your blood. You just can't fake it. Metal is a rebellious form of music, the blank son of rock and roll. That's why it sounds silly to put lyrics about love, peace, forgiveness, and wholesomeness to metal. Just as silly as a Christian glee club singing about war, hate, violence, revenge. It just does not work."
Jeff Godwin is our guest today here in Crosstalk. We're going to take a break and be back with more information as it relates to rock music, that which has invaded not only the secular but the religious realm as well. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.